For those that don't know me, I am Stacey. I am the kids pastor here. We're finishing our holiday series in Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Pete and Dominique have both gone through this, and they were saying God sees that we were giving our external sacrifice, and he's like, no, I just want you to love me and give from my heart. He requires us to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. Require is such a strong word that I didn't want us to miss, that this is a requirement. He's saying we can only achieve repentance by following this command. So don't be righteous and self-important with your ability to achieve any sacrifice, but be good and right with God. I'm doing walking humbly with your God, which is the last part of this verse. And I've broken it up into three sections: walk humbly with your God. And once I've finished breaking down the verse, I'll actually discuss how we walk humbly, because I don't think it's that easy. Okay, so walking through the Bible is more of a life journey. We see it in Psalms 23:4. David says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I do not fear. Trust. 1 Kings 3:14, walk in obedience. 1 Kings 8:23, continue wholeheartedly in your ways. And then God gives us the opposite of what he wants demonstrated in 2 Kings 21:22. But Manasseh, the model of disobedience, walked in the way of idols. I wanted to really highlight to you about this walk, because it's not a physical act. It's an internal sacrifice. Micah states it's a way we demonstrate our ways, our walk. Walking with God in obedience, in communion with him, in a relationship of love. Constantly seeking him out, because we know God is with us. Scripture tells us that. But he's wanting us to take part in the second action, which is us seeking him. It's currently magpie swooping season. So, you know, when I take my dogs for a walk, I'm like, am I going to get swooped? I'm uneven, I'm unjagged, I'm uncomfortable. I don't really know where I'm going to go. And God's saying that that's not the way of life. He wants us to do it differently. Have you noticed when you're comfortable and you're walking along with somebody and you immediately start matching their stride? Your pace is equal. Your habits become their habits. It's an even, comfortable walk. Micah's saying that God requires us to do this partner matching buddy walk. Walk humbly with your God along the same path together. Have faith that he is there with you. The second part to the verse is humility. Humble is only actually mentioned one other time in the Old Testament, and that is in Proverbs 11:2. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. I love in Proverbs that it gives you the godly way and then the wrong way. Pride equals disgrace, humility, wisdom. The dictionary meaning for pride is a feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements. Isn't it hard to be humble when you're better than everybody else? When you cross that finish line and you won that race, yeah? When you got the best mark for that test. When you got that award and nobody else did. Don't you actually want to be noticed for the things that you have done? God is calling us and he's saying, hey, don't worry about your achievements. Actually, let me give you your value. Be proud of who you are in him, his child, rather than what you have done. But in this individualistic world, are we any different from those in Micah? Sayings like, and I want you to think about if you've ever said this, because I know I've said all three. I can do anything I want. If I don't do it, it won't get done right. Come on, mums, how often have we said that? Look what I have accomplished. These are all examples that we too, in our world, are struggling with this humble walk because pride has crept back in. And we need to place God's desires above our own. He knows that his way is better. He wants us to walk humbly with him. And that's the last part of the verse, that walk humbly with God. And God is talking here about the seriousness of the breakdown of the relationship. See, the great thing about our salvation is that that relationship is available for us. And the fantastic thing is, I love this about God. He's just like, you can have a relationship with me, but I'm also going to give you the way to do it because I know you won't get it right. I love you for you. He wants us to share our life with him. The people of Micah's day had created these rules and these definitions and this way of life so that they could feel proud in their achievements. They were no longer seeking God. Do justice, love mercy. These are the how of walking our path. And I love the part where he says, with your God, because he knows we need the ability to do it, the tools. Working with kids, I know firsthand that if I went out there with pride, they would absolutely not listen to me. I've tried. And I could stand up the front and demand them respect me, or I could do what Jesus does, and I could go in there humbly, and I could hear them as they hear me, and we could be equal in this life. Mark 10 gives us Jesus' example of this from 14 to 15. Let the children come to me, don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. I think we go, what does Jesus mean? Like, do we have to be childlike? Do we have to run around and forget all things? But I reckon it's because we as adults, we assume a high status. We assume we know we've got it together. And kids, they're just seeking our guidance. They're wanting us to lead the way. They're looking up to us for us to show them. Instead of relying on their head knowledge of God, they so often rely on their experience of God. Imagine if we did that. Imagine if we looked up to God and asked, hey, can I do this? Or we said to God, is this the right way? Seeking him first. Asking to be told what to do. It's really easy to be guided by people of this world. It's really easy to go along the wrong path. Be influenced by those around us. But when we start spending more time with people and not with God, we can definitely find ourselves in trouble. Because the verse states, with God. There are many biblical examples of people that have walked humbly with the Lord. Moses, Joseph, Ruth. But our ultimate example in this is Jesus. He always pointed to God. And he knew who he was in comparison to God. It's so hard, though, for us, because our whole existence is created for us to create our own ways, for us to define our path, for us to be guided by things that are not of this world. We pat ourselves on the back so often. We get pay rises for length of service. We get participation awards for turning up. How many of you kids have got that? We have this goal and we're like, yes, I did that. Yes, I achieved that. So how do we actually do it? How do we walk humbly with God? I've got a lovely list for us. We remember who is in charge and we praise him. When we get to the end of that race and we've like won and we're the best and we know it, we go, thanks God for giving me the ability to practice and for giving me the long legs to run that race. When we get the best mark in our ATAR, thanks God for giving me the ability to study and for giving me the ability and the intelligence. We pray for a humble heart. I know personally that we cannot do it unless we pray. Lately, I've been feeling lots of pride for finishing and getting to the end of my studies, and I've been like, yes, I'm doing this, I'm amazing. And everyone around me is like, oh, this is great, Stacey, you're doing fantastic. But it wasn't until I went, uh-oh, and I started praying that I realized it was because of God. We have to pray. We can see God in relation to how others see them. If you see someone sitting alone at school, remember that God loves them and invite them to play with you. Pray for the bully because you don't know what's going on at home. If there's someone who keeps stealing your lunch in your office, why not bring two? Because that might be their only meal. Let that person merge. Because you don't know what else is going on for them. Pray for them. It's the question of what God would do in each of our circumstances. Less me, more him. And the final thing that we need to do to try and walk this humble path is to give our heart in worship. Every Sunday we gather here and we sing and we worship God. And we do it over in kids' church as well. We stop and we worship God. We place a massive significance on this. It's a big moment in our faith. And I wonder why. And I thought about this, and it's because it's that one moment where we go, you, God, I love what you're doing. You're bigger than me. Thank you. Dominique did a sermon a while ago where she said, listening to worship music in the background, that's good. Listening to worship music is better. But listening and stopping and giving your whole heart to God in worship is best. God wants us to give our whole heart in all of these steps, and especially in worship all of the time, not just on the Sunday morning when we come. Philippians 2:5-11 is Paul's description of how God achieved this humble walk. And I love that this is like highlighted here. You know, this isn't easy. They knew it wasn't going to be easy for us. God's saying, Jesus was God. He gave up his godly privileges. He acted equal to us. And because he acted equal to us, God elevated him. And because of that, we worship him. Can we do it without humbling ourselves? Jesus did humility perfectly. At no point do we see Jesus demand respect. He states he's God. That's clear. He demonstrates servanthood. And he asks us to walk with him. It's an invitation. He says to his disciples, follow me, and I will teach you my ways. He knew this would be tough. James 4:10, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. He's giving us an invitation to walk with him, an invitation to walk with him humbly, and he will reward us. My prayer for us, all of us, is that we seek God's guidance with God's heart in mind and with humility before God, that we've learnt from Jesus. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you've shown us the way to walk the path, that you've given us the tools and given us the perfect example. I pray, Lord, that we constantly bow to your ways and that we are like little children staring up at guidance from you, Lord. I pray that we always have your heart in our minds and we take those steps with you next to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.